Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
If there's one thing I've learned, as I'm just real life, yeah. Ooh, we've got to keep the commandment. I was tired of being fed up. So I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong. Wild out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws. Oh yeah, yeah. And I decided I'll stop playing games. I don't wanna be the same like I used to be. Oh no, too much. And the truth out the truth back and forth too much.
No, no.
This time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure. Yeah. Cause I don't wanna live the way I did before. Oh, no, 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 no.
Every family fights sometimes, but they always stick together. Yes, they do, that's what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you, can you do the same? Cause I can't put this all on you, I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before, we're a family.
We've got a tough
and family
is like we'll
stick together. Maybe I could have been just a little more humble.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, host, servant, and friend, Georgia Johnson, or Sister Georgia for those of you who are family members. Today, family, we titled our lesson, Separating the Sheep from the Goats, End Time Teaching. Okay, this particular lesson goes into a lot of information, and it's going to be very, very important that you pay attention. It's going to be important. For those of you from our website, you understand that I had to take some time off, and probably could have took a little bit more time off, but the Father put it on me to have this lesson in particular. I was planning on taking an additional week off, and I still might do that. But this lesson was put on me to give to our family members, give to those who are seeking the Father's truth, those who are really seeking His face. We're not talking about those who just venture and go here and there and everywhere and listen to every wind of doctrine. We're talking about those who want to hear what our Father has to say. You see, right now, I've been looking around. You know, the Hebrews out there right now, they're teaching. Okay, they're reading out the same book. Paul said that many would do that, that were right up in Israel. Paul said many of them, what they do is they read out the same book, but they pervert the truth. And when they do that, they teach our people to sin, to make our Father upset and angry, because we are told that we need to search the Scriptures, seek the Father, okay, learn the Word, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the Word, and understand that our Father is spiritual. End times is spiritual. We've always been spirits, but we are in flesh. So we don't read with the flesh eyes. We read spiritual, just like the word Yahushua, the new covenant, is spiritual. When we have some that will read with flesh eyes, it causes them much error. It's a lot of leaven going to be thrown in when you do that. And as I've been having these lessons, I've noticed that it seems like we have certain people who are just at a stopping point. They get one part of it, but it's like the other part they can't grasp. They get the part where we can physically read, and there really is not a spiritual understanding right at that particular point. But when we make the connection, somehow they get lost, not realizing that this entire book is spiritual. It was for one set of people that was set from above, put into an earthly vessel that was made by two flesh beings. Adam and Eve didn't conceive till they got out of the garden. They had coats of skin or flesh put on them. When Yahushua came into this world, he said, prepare a vessel for me. So many of our people understand that the word says spiritual. The new covenant was a fulfillment of everything of the old. And it was spiritual. It is spiritual. And we are spiritual. And we study and we follow Yahushua in spirit and truth. We're trying to get into the kingdom. We're not playing games. Many are, I call it playing games, because if the word really means that much to you, you're going to seek out our Father. You're going to seek his truth, not man's truth or the interpretation of man. We got to start separating the sheep from the goat. Now, some might get find offense in that, because I'm getting ready to say something that really needed to be said a long time ago, but I'm going to explain myself, and I pray that your heart is open to the truth. This is what's going on. It's always been going on within the Hebrew population. It's still going on. So I want to go a couple places with everyone, and I put on the chat line the link to the KJV. You can go ahead and open your own handheld Bibles, or you can go online and follow me along there, because I'm going to just give you a little bit, bring some stuff into remembrance with you. For those of you who have been following me a while, you probably noticed it, but let's go there. Make sure that you guys are opening up when we read. First and foremost, let's get started the right way. Brother Jonathan will be joining us, just to let you guys know. He will be here a little bit later, probably an hour into the lesson. But let's take it up with our Father first, give him praise, and ask for a blessing over the lesson. So I ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you have done for our nation of people, your children. And we praise you and thank you for Yahushua, who through the shedding of his blood, the remission of our sins are now made, and that now we are healed as a nation, and we can come directly to you through Yahushua. We thank you for your long-suffering and your right mighty spiritual arm that is always with us, protecting us, guiding us, keeping us and preserving us while we walk in the land of the valley of the shadow of death. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters who are in spirit and are seeking you, Father. They're seeking to know you, to know the truth. They want not to be deceived. Father, we thank you for the wakening up of the dry bones. We pray for all our family members who are still stuck in churches, in a false religion. We pray for shalom in our minds, our body, with our spirit. We ask that by reading your word, we get a complete renewing of our mind, body, and spirit. Father, we just ask for your riches as we continue to read your word and speak your truth, whereby we are operating out the set-apart spirit as we're commanded to do. And Father, we just want to praise you and thank you. We love you, Father, in Yahushua's set-apart name. All right, family, we're going to get started. Go ahead and open up your scriptures, if you have them at home, or go ahead and use the link that I provided on the chat line. I just want to start off with 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I just want to read one verse. And I'm not going to read the whole verse. I'm going to get what's important out of it. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 16. Have you ever considered, Paul writes most of the New Covenant. Paul was one of the chosen to be an apostle, but he was one that was chosen that was, on our visual and fleshly terms, one of the least that should ever be chosen. Looking at him, what he was doing, how he was persecuting the assembly, how he was teaching before, like the scribes and Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat, that Yahushua called a generation of vipers. No one can fully understand Paul unless you take it spiritual. Because you see, it was Yahushua that raised Paul up. In the dispensation of time, it was Paul's time to wake up. It was Paul's time to be in front of the assembly, teaching the assembly. He went to the southern kingdom first. They call them Jews in the New Covenant. It says he went to the Jews and then and the Gentiles afterwards. Well, we know the Gentiles are the lost sheep of the house of Israel or the northern kingdom. But Paul was out there to teach. He didn't go by himself. The Most High sent him. But if anyone were to look at Paul, just like if we look at anybody today, we'll say, well, that person can't do, teach. What I have been told is because I'm a woman. Now, many won't think of it like, well, you know, okay, we're reading in the Word says, because you got your flesh eyes, you're looking at the Word tells you, hey, a woman, you should not usurp authority over the man. The woman needs to do this, the woman needs to do that, pertaining to leaving the scriptures alone, sit back, wait on the man, build a nation according to many of these websites out here. Many of these Hebrew websites. So when people look at me and I'm speaking, when at first when I came on, I had to speak, I had to speak with a cautioned tongue because I didn't realize it was that serious. You know, in Christianity, when I was in Christianity, I didn't really see all that. And we were reading at the same book. But for some reason now, it's an awful thing. And it's funny because I'm getting woken up to the truth, and now it's like more deception is put before me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Let's see what Paul says. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 16, he says, being crafty, I caught you with guile. And many people don't understand, Paul, that he was writing letters and rebuking. Many people will say, see, the serpent was crafty and all that. Paul says, being crafty, I caught you with guile. They'll say, well, there was a, Paul was causing problems between what the Father was saying and what he was teaching. He wasn't teaching the same thing, or he had problems with Peter, or anything, because they don't understand Paul. What Paul was telling you in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 16 is, being crafty, I caught you with guile. We know he was chosen of the Most High, and he was an apostle. So we're going to go a little further. Take everybody to 1 Corinthians 9. We're going to get a little deeper understanding what Paul meant by being crafty, I caught you with guile, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 16. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And everybody get there, please. And I will apologize ahead of time because I have my grandson here, okay? He does not want to go to sleep, so he's with me, and I pray you can still hear me. When we go over to 1 Corinthians 9, now I'm reading this, family, because it has a lot to do with how I had to begin my way into giving you the truth. What I had to do, I saw it, I knew it, I was listening to what was out there, what was being taught to the people. I knew, hey, I got to do something a little different here. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians 9, I'm going to begin at verse 1. I'm not going to read everything, but we're going to read out of 1 Corinthians 9. It reads, verse 1, Paul says, am I not an apostle? Because he's asking a question. Am I not free? Have I not seen Yahushua, our Redeemer? Are not ye my works in Yahushua? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in Yahushua. See, many people, they had their doubts about Paul. Many people said, and you'll see today, Paul's not an apostle, he's a liar, he's a deceiver. He's a liar, he's a deceiver. It's been said, Georgia, oh, Sister Georgia, that website, oh, she's a Jezebel. Where's your head covering? You know, you could teach little women and children, but don't usurp your authority over man. You're not supposed to be teaching. You know, this is the same language, family, is what I'm trying to show you. Paul's going to let you know what he meant by 2 Corinthians 12:16. He said, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Now, I'm going to go and read more of 1 Corinthians 9 to give that further explanation, and I'm going to show you what I did, okay? We're going to leave it to Scripture. Paul wrote most of the New Covenant. And he was chosen by Yahushua. This is your Redeemer. He didn't choose himself. The Most High had him chosen. It was his time for those dry bones to wake up in the dispensation of time. Let's go a little further. So Paul says in verse 3, mine answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not the power to eat and to drink? Have we not the power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of Yahushua and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas? Have not we the power to forbear working? Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth the flock? And eat not of the milk of the flock. He's asking a question here. Say I these things as a man? Mm-mm. Or setteth not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the oxen that treadeth out the corn. Doth Yahuwah take care for the oxen? Or setteth he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffered all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Yahushua. Now, I believe that that right there is self-explanatory. Paul said, we're laboring in the word, and we know we can go to other scripture where it says that double honor to those who labor in the word. It should be given to them that if you have somebody laboring in the word that the Father has chosen, then take instruction. You know, show respect. Because that person did not put themselves there. Whether you may feel that person needs to be there or not, that person didn't put themselves there. If they are spiritually being guided by the Most High, they are teaching you spiritual, they are teaching you truth, and they are teaching you according to the word, where you are edified every time you hear them. And you are to hearken to what they are reading out of the word. Now, if they start blah, 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 blah on their own, oh, I don't tell you to listen to that. But when they're doing of our Father and reading his word and giving you spiritual understanding for the truth so that ye can one day obtain that salvation, the same salvation that everybody through fear and trembling is trying to work out right now. Paul tells you that he's worth this. He's worth, you know, the things he's giving you spiritual, he is worthy because he is working the word to give to you. He is worthy of it. He's giving you spiritual, but any worthy of the fleshly things, the rewards, if you want to call them that, love offerings or whatever, help, anything of the flesh, he's worthy of that. But he says, and this is where we need to look at today, because, see, people don't value Yahuwah's word. It seems like they love to hear somebody speak, but it's not according to our Father. Father will say, hey, I didn't send them. They're reading out the flesh eyes. They're not seeking the Father spiritually and operating out the Spirit to give you the Father's truth. Paul tells you, after he says, you know, are we worthy if we sow unto you spiritual things? Is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? He tells us something else. Pay attention to verse 12. If others be partaker of this power over you, which means if it wasn't me teaching you, but there are some others who are saying that, hey, I'm teaching you. But they're not teaching you the truth. Because we've been talking about the serpent seed throughout. We've been talking about those lying prophets spoken of in Old Covenant. We've been talking about the ones who were sitting in Moses' seat that were leading the people to err. We've been talking about the daughters of Zion, what was in the daughter of Zion causing Israel to sin. Because the daughter of Zion is Israel. The virtuous woman is what Israel was supposed to be. Spiritually, are you getting an understanding of the first creations? Do they even teach any of this? Are they teaching you the serpent seed? It's like, would the pot call himself black? You know, what I'm saying is, if you're not being taught any of these things, which are spiritual understanding, but it's all throughout the scripture, if they are the partakers of this power over you, aren't we the ones who are getting the word from our Father spiritually? Aren't we preferred? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Yahushua. I don't have classes and tell you I'm going to charge you. But some do that. Some put out tons and tons of nonsense on DVDs and say, hey, purchase these. Get a piece of clothing. Make sure you wear your tassels. Oh, you got to come to this feast day. Charging people money. Now, they're all doing it different, but you see, they're reading with the flesh, not understanding the spiritual truth, and making you jump through hoops and back bends and putting burdens on the people, not removing not one. Causing many of our people to be more children of hell than themselves. I don't do that. When you hear a word from me, you're going to hear happiness, if you're of the Father's. Because all I'm going to do is read his word. It's all good. That's the good news. Yahushua came for us. But not all Israel is of Israel. Know that. We're going to get deeper here. Pay attention. Let's find out about this. Paul saying he won your regale. Let's find out, because this is what I had to do. Let's go a little further. Okay, let's get a little further. Now, verse 13. Do ye not know that they which minister about set-apart things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait the altar? Even so hath Yahushua ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things. Because remember, his writings, those were called epistles. Those were letters. He was rebuking. And people will try to use it as a confirmation. Humble yourself, woman. You can't even open your mouth in the assembly. Wait till you get back at home and ask your husband. Paul was writing letters, rebuking. He was teaching the same word that has always been. But if you're taking it physical, you're going to be deceived. Remember, Satan deceives the whole world. It told us, Paul did, many antichrists are out during his time. What do you think is going on today if there's no new thing underneath the sun? Let's go a little further. Paul says, verse 14, Even so hath Yahuwah ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. Now, you know, when you go to the Corinthians, they will tell you the proper order of authority, that woman is way underneath the man, they give you four. But really, the glory, his people got that glory. And right now, when they tell many people and they listen because they're reading out the flesh that I'm not supposed to teach, they're taking away my glory. I'm seeking my Father. But they're telling me I'm worse than a dog because they call me a Jezebel. People need to caution when they do that. I'm not threatening nobody here, but it's the truth. If you're reading the Word, when the Most High puts somebody up, who's to put that person down? If what I'm doing is reading the Father's Word and giving you the truth, spiritually understanding, far exceeding what most can even re-comprehend, but I'm going there with you. I didn't do that of myself. The Father put me there. So for anyone to call any woman of Jezebel, and you not even know what that's talking about in Revelations, we're going to hit it. But these are the things that were warned to us, and I'm going to show you what I mean by that. But Paul's letting you know. Paul tells you in his word, aren't we the ones who teach the word spiritually, operating out the set apart spirit, to win you over to Yahushua? Aren't we preferred over those who are reading out the flesh, living out the flesh, living off the altar? You know, Paul says in verse 15, I'm going to read it again. Remember, he was writing letters. He was rebuking in those letters. Verse 15, but I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me, for it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. For those I preach the gospel. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. If the Father and I told people, and I look, the Father knows what I'm saying is true. You might not think I'm telling the truth because somebody has told you I'm not supposed to teach. I heard it. Teach salvation. Not go under a man and have that man say what I'm going to give you. No, teach salvation. So if I don't do what he tells me to do, what? Because somebody told me, they can't understand the scripture, that a woman ought not to usurp her authority over a man or even get into the word or even speak the word in the assembly. I'm supposed to obey man and not my Father? You know, a lot of times when I want to say things, my tongue was held. Only because, not because I didn't want to say certain things, but because I knew many people weren't ready for it. Many people were not ready to hear the truth. Right now we're getting ready to get into something even deeper. Because I'm going to show you, I'm going to put the word to your face with understanding what all the scriptures have been telling you, from the old covenant to the new covenant, through Yahushua, the apostles, the prophets. Many of them getting killed over this. Of course, not Yahuwah, but getting killed and stoned and going through tribulation for the same truth. That you're going to be revealed in the seven assemblies, or like the Bible says, the seven churches. We're going to go through that in a second, but I want to make a point. Let's go back. So Paul says, I'm going to read 16 and 17 again. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Because Paul was given the gospel to preach, right? For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily that, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Yahushua without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. He tells us, let's pay attention, verse 20, And unto the Yehudans, they say Jews, but that was the southern kingdom. Remember, Paul was of the southern kingdom, but Paul was in Jerusalem. Remember this. Before he went out to teach the Gentiles or the lost sheep of the house of Israel or the northern kingdom. It says, and unto the Yehudians or southern kingdom, I became as a Yehudian, that I might gain the southern kingdom to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law to Yahuwah, but under the law to Yahushua, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all the children of the Most High, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. I want to stop it there. Why did Paul go different ways with different people at different levels? I call it different levels of approaching. I'll give you, for instance, some people call it trickery. Some people don't understand what Paul was doing when he says, I'm a Roman. Then over here he says, I'm a Benjamite. Or when he's, you know, it sounds like he's contradicting himself. No. Paul knew the condition of our people. Paul knew he was there to teach our people. Sometimes he had to beguile the people so the people would even listen. When I first came on and I start seeing how, oh, they're calling me a Jezebel. Oh, they were calling me worse than that. They were telling me, where's my head covered? They were doing all these things. And many people were hesitant for listening because the ones who always come first, just like we're going to find out in Revelations, the ones who always come out first, which, just like when Yahushua came there, who was sitting in Moses' seat? What was described in the Pharisees? He called them den or generation of vipers. John the Baptist said the same thing. They always come first. Many of those that read not the same book, they told you was a Hebrew Israelite. Hallelujah for that. But then leaven was thrown in. They also told you that woman can't teach. They took away my glory. I sat back and I listened to them. And I was watching what they were reading. I'm saying, that's not what that's talking about. But I knew that I got to go into the Word, operate out the Spirit, and just read the Word with you and let you see where, if you're operating out the Spirit, you'll get the understanding. But I'm going to show you what they say. And then we'll go take it to the scripture and read, is that what Yahushua was saying? Or is that what the Most High was saying? Because, see, you got to test me by my spirit, by my fruit. Am I teaching according to the Word? Or am I teaching as the scriptures say, as a man, a tradition of a man, which is just the people? So when I first came, I had to silence my mouth on a lot of things. But as I broke down these scriptures, I see certain people, they're going to keep teaching those lies to you. And you see, you think I'm picking when I show you that certain words don't mean those things. But you see, you're supposed to know. And I'm going to show you what I mean when we get to the assemblies in Revelation. You're supposed to know these things. This was all laid out in the book for you to understand. It's always been spoken of. But the ones who aren't teaching this, they're not approved of the Father, and you're going to see what I mean. We've been reading an old covenant where the Father say, hey, I didn't send them. The Father tells in Isaiah when he's trying to put it on a woman, the daughter of Zion. You know, we know that's talking about the Hebrew assembly, but he says, who told you to do this and this and this, talking about the sacrifices? Who told you to come before me, tread my courts? He says about all those prayers you say, he said, I will not hear the feast days, the new moon, do away with, I cannot. And he lets you know in, what, the prophets, I didn't call these people to tell you that. Are you not studying my word? But see, this is what got us in trouble. Many of our people throughout all the generations, they never figured out that there was something else there teaching our people error. And it just so happens the ones that were out there teaching our people error will tell you that the ones by the Most High, maybe they're not doing to me like they're doing to the apostles or the prophets, but it's no different, family. We're just in a computer age. But they're trying to silence me up. They're trying not to let the Father's word come to you spiritually as I read it and give the proper precept and understanding. Rightly dividing that word. If you're seeking the Father's truth, when the Father's word lets you know, there's no more male or female. He lets you know all that. But a man has told you, look over. I hope y'all can hear me. I'm sorry about that. Look what Paul wrote. He said, a woman, da-da-da-da-da. Paul was rebuking. He was rebuking. He even said, Mosiah's not the author of confusion. He read their letter, and he said, what? Came the word from the Most High, from you? I know that I'm talking to the Most High, and I'm a prophet, you know? And people just don't even pay attention to that. Paul was rebuking. Those letters were rebuked. Many times he could not go everywhere, but he was keeping in touch with the people through letters. And he would read what they said, and he would rebuke it. You know, you got to understand the truth about Paul. Paul came and he got you at the level you were at. When I came on, if I would have just announced, hey, I'm going to be your teacher, here's what we're going to do, da-da-da, and all these other sites are saying, all the Hebrew sites, none of them are saying, hey, yeah, women can teach. The Word says it, that the sons and daughters will prophesy. Nobody's going for future visions like that. The prophecy you're doing is giving the understanding of the truth, teaching. The dry bones waking up. That's what you're getting. Okay, y'all hear that, huh, family? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break and put on a song. My grandson fell. Hold on a second. I'm going to put on a song, but I shall be right back, okay? Right back. Switchboard's trying to stick.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know? I can't figure it out. I mean, where you going to go? Where you going to go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question. Thank you.
Sorry about that, but we're back, we're back, we're back. Separating the sheep from the goat in time teaching. Okay, family, I thank you guys for being patient. I tried to put him in his little beddy bye, but he knows how to open doors, so you know how that goes. All right, let me get back on track. I don't want anybody to lose, we're not going to lose track of what we're speaking about here. So what I'm trying to explain to everyone was, you know, I've been watching the family, both the ones who come out to the lessons, as well as I keep track of how many listen to the archives. I pay attention to the profile questions when people want to join the website. I pay attention to the questions I get answered, you know, asked, and the profile questions, how they answer them. I pay attention to sometime what's flying around on Facebook. Yes, I see it. I pay attention to the fact that even though we've broken down these scriptures with spiritual understanding that caused a major division among the children of Israel, as well as those who are doing the same thing as Jeroboam, where they're creating their own little salvation and so forth, I've rebuked on that, and these people are still doing it. And when I get questions on why don't I teach current events, what's happening in the world, and what about you know, we gotta meet, you know, and all this stuff. You see, we're in spirit. And something tell me, okay, you ain't getting it. When I get certain questions after I've been speaking about this for a very long time, and I still get, if you look at our Blog Talk site, there's a gentleman that happened to put something on there about me humbling myself before man and all that stuff. They're still being done. See, remember, the scribes and the Pharisees that Yahushua in Matthew, what is it, 25, I think, 23 or 25, when he was telling you, woe ye scribes and Pharisees, you blind guides, he was also letting them know, ye are them, the generation of them that killed the prophets. We know, if you're reading Matthew, that they were the ones. People want to blame Esau, but you really read that. It was the scribes and the Pharisees. They were out there bribing our people in Jerusalem, saying, crucify Yahushua and let Barabbas go. They were after the prophets, the apostles, their generation. They're still here today. Many think, oh, that's, you just want to talk about some serpentine and start some mess, George. No. See, you're just not getting it. They teach the flesh. The whole book of Galatians talk about the old covenant and the new covenant. Yahushua said in his word, or rather, I think Paul said it, but the law is spiritual. Yahushua was a fulfillment. But somehow we go from the beginning of the scripture, understanding that it's always been about the children of the flesh rivaling against, or against, shall I say, the children of the spirit. It's always been that, all through the scripture. And the children of the flesh, by the time Yahushua came on the scene, they were sitting in Moses' seat, giving instruction, teaching our people error. Now, when we go to Revelations, that's being done too, still today, because it's right there for you to read, and we're going to go over that. But what I want to say is, I cannot allow anyone to, don't even come, and I'm not being mean about it. Do not come and apply for family membership if you are not reading and seeking the Father. When you come onto the website, which is our family, now I'm not saying if you go here you can't be a family. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is you better come spiritual. You better be ready to seek our Father, because we're not playing games. Truly seek out the Father and understand, I didn't put myself here. If I give you instruction. It's not for me to say, ha, 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 look what I did. No. I'm trying to make sure that you get it. When I give you, hey, view this, be prepared for the lesson. So that when we open the mic, you might find some scripture you want to bring up so that the other people, all the other family, the lost sheep as well, can hear. But this, it seems like we don't get that. It seems like when it comes to the love offering, people so, I don't know what's going on with them. They don't think they're supposed to do nothing, especially give a love offering. Yes, you are supposed to do that. Because that's what the website was put there for. We have, I would say I have a faithful few that have been faithful since we started up the website for the family. But then we got all these new people come on, or they might even come back, and they do the same stuff as they did before. They don't hearken to instruction. If I ask them to message me, no response. They will ask me questions or bring up or post something that I've already gone over with the precept, proper precepts, but I could tell that teaching didn't take place on our site. Where are you getting that from? And if you're posting that on our site, well, you might as well go wherever you learned that from, because that's not the truth, and we don't want anyone who is newly coming on to see that, because that's a lie. When you have free time, go back to the archives. Get the understanding. What we're going to do, family, we're going to be doing a lot of changes. Like I said, I will not tolerate. Everyone is responsible to the Father. If he put me here to do what I'm doing, and I am teaching you, not because I said I'm a teacher, but because he told me to. And I'm giving you things that you can read if you have the spirit. You can physically read with flesh eyes, but get the spiritual understanding because it's all right in front of you. If I give you instruction, follow it. If you came to the website to help keep the truth going, support it. Get that free will love offering because you're not supporting Georgia Johnson, Sister Georgia. No, 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 no. Father going to take care of me. It's in the word. But you got to work out your own salvation. If you got a hardened heart, uh-uh. Or if you're prideful, all those things that we're not supposed to have, you do not need to be at the biblical Hebrews of the Bible because it's about family. It's about loving our Father. It's about seeking his truth. It's about wanting to keep the truth going and reaching other lost sheep. That's what that website's set up for. If you come to, or if you get deleted from the website because I can see, okay, this person just ain't getting it, or this person refuses to reply when I say, please message me, then if you get deleted, I always tell everybody, join us at the lessons, the live lessons. I'll go through our archives to get caught up. You could even message me and I'll respond back to you with brotherly love, even though you didn't show me any brotherly love or any honor. Double honors to those who teach you. You know, I didn't get any honor, but I give you honor. I'll answer those questions. I'll give scripture. People have left, and they will write me and say, well, you know, I'm teaching this here, but can you give me the understanding for this? And I give it to them. And they say, thank you, and that's it. People, they know the truth is spoken here, but for some reason, they still post and their beliefs. I can read some of those beliefs on Facebook and other places. And I'm like, whoa, that's one of the family members. Wow. You know, the whole thing is, see, you're not really seeking the Father. I'm not telling you to seek me because we know I'm nothing when we look at the Father. I'm just being used as a vessel, a servant he chose. On my own, I'm nothing, okay? We all are nothing on our own. If we don't have the Father, we are nothing. So when I come to you, I'm not coming on my own. I'm coming because of the Father. And when we read our history book and we read what he tells us, we got to start taking this stuff seriously. Everybody wants to get that salvation and make it into the kingdom, but when everything is laid out in the book, the parts that deal with instruction and who he sent to help you out, y'all don't want part of that. And I'm not talking about those faithful ones. Everybody knows who I'm talking to because you're hearing my words. You know if you're one of them. Your heart will convict you. But I'm letting everyone know. If you get deleted from the website, I ask that you still come out and join us at Blog Talk Radio, because we're going to continue teaching the truth. I'm not asking you to give me money because I'm a, in order for me to give you revelations or give you the word. No, I'm not asking for that. That's supposed to be free will. If you feel that you're being fed there, you're supposed to do something. No, I'm going to tell you, continue learning with this. Once the Most High puts it on you, because, see, you got to have a complete renewal of the mind, body, and spirit. When you come to the Word, come as a child, that means you come without all the preconceived nonsense of Christianity or the world teachings, but you're coming reading with me and letting the Father operate through you so that the scales are removed and you can see and you can hear and understand and seek our Father in spirit and truth. And that's what we all should be aiming for, because I tell you, he's been revealing. I don't say that lightly. I don't take his word lightly. I don't take my position lightly. But you have to go within yourself and say, you know, have I been, what she's talking about, I can't get mad, she's telling the truth. You know who you are. I'm saying this now because many will be deleted. I'm going to be a respected person, because then I wouldn't be a proper watchman. If you're one of them, message me. All I ask is somebody message me, tell me what's up. You know, why is it that you are so behind on lessons? Why is it if you offer your services to help me that you just stop and I get no response? You know, why is it if I give you instruction, it's never followed through with some? Why is it that, you know, I'll say it for what needs to be said. Many people, for the love offering part, to even help keep the word going, they put it on others' backs, thinking, well, I'm not doing nothing. She's still on. I'm not going to do nothing. But you see, you don't understand that everything that you have received, as well as everything I have received, is from our Father. You ain't got nothing on your own. It's because the Father gave it to you. But what you going to do? You're hearing the word. You know it's true. We're reading it. And right now, I would think the people who have been given in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months, maybe a year, would at least give a dollar. It's income tax time. You know, I mean, a dollar really is nothing to keep everything going, but hey, at least you did something. For a whole year, you gave a dollar? Woo! You know, but that's too much to ask for our people. And you see, I got to come down on people like that. People might be offended because I said that, but it's the truth. We've just been reading it. Paul told you. I mean, we could take you many scriptures. Why is it that I can look, and I will look right now on my chat line, and I'm looking at the call-in line too. There should be way more people than that. I know some people, I understand, because they do write me and tell me, well, I fell asleep, and I can understand that. I have no problem with that. Just go through the archives. Be prepared for the next one. Don't get behind. Because, see, we want to build and get to more truth. We want you to be caught up when we get ready to talk about certain issues in the scriptures. What does this mean? What are they telling you? But what does it mean? What does the Father says mean? Well, if you don't know this little piece of information, like, well, first of all, Paul was writing letters. When we read that, you'll say, well, that's not what's being said. You'll be still with the same mindset as the old teachings or the lying prophets that taught you that there's a division in Israel. And we're not talking about the real division with the Southern and the Northern Kingdom. They'll tell you, as a man and a woman, that daughter of Zion is not. Men didn't do nothing wrong. Women were their oppressors and led them to error. Those who rule over you bring it to current. All kind of nonsense. Talking about America, Babylon, all this nonsense. Family, it's just time for our people to really take this serious. If I see, and I'm going to be as fair as I can, I'm not going by, okay, well, this person, I know they don't have internet, so I know there's no way they can message me. But every blue moon, sometimes they do call. That's fine. You know, if people need something from me, I will say that I'm getting bombarded because I, you know, besides doing the lessons and the other things I do, and I'm picking up the slack from where people told me they do things to help me out in a good week or a month, and that's it. No help from them. So I'm behind on everything. It's only me. There's no LLC behind this ministry because we're with Yahuwah. There's very, very few in that remnant that will make it. But we need the remnant to stand up. We need the remnant to do as the Father says. Seek his word out. Study to show yourself approved. Understand what he expects. Understand the truth from the lies. It's time for everybody to really take the word seriously. This is our history book. This is our history book. That salvation, there's only 12 names on the gate. So it's our history book. We're the ones get the kingdom. But not all Israel is of Israel, and not all Israel will make it. Everybody should be working out that salvation with fear and trembling, making sure that you're doing things right. I'm going to leave it like that, okay? I'm going to leave it like that. But if anyone does get removed from the website, please continue to join us. Hey, humble yourself to the Father if you don't understand what I am teaching, or message me privately and I will further explain to you, okay? But it's something that needs to be done. We have to do it the right way. Now, we got to go some other places. I told you guys we'd be going to Revelations, speaking about the assemblies. We're going to go there now. You know my computer's trying to, uh-oh. Oh, okay. This is Yotami. Exclude that person who is on the, they left, I think, anyhow. Yeah. Let me make sure they left. Okay, exclude the person that is on the chat line. Okay, let me just, I was going to delete them, but they're already gone. We're getting ready to get family into talking about what many who say that they are sent from the Most High are not teaching you. And it's always been in the book. We're getting ready to give you that understanding. This is speaking of the seven churches, as they like to say within the English Bible, which is our history book now, but the Gentiles have termed it the Bible. I want to take everybody to Revelations chapter 1. We're going to get to these churches. I want to show you something. I pray that you're really reading what the Father's Word says. And hearkening, because this is supposed to be a revealing. If you have been reading and following along, and we've been showing you certain things, that somebody lying to somebody here. The Father said he got his prophets up earlier to talk to the people, but the people had somebody chirping in their ear, causing division, causing chaos, causing idol worship, fornication, and all these things. They were always there from the very beginning. In Genesis 3, we read about it. That serpent seed, 3:15, go back and read it. And then we'll read about it throughout the rest of the scriptures. That's why we're going to go through the seed of the serpent, because I can call it whatever I want to, but we're going to go through the whole book. We're going to show you where Old Covenant, New Covenant, they were always there. We're going to go into Revelation, which is revealing. They're there, being spoken of. See, but you're supposed to know this, because when we get to Revelations, the Father was pleased, and he blessed only two of the seven assemblies, the seven churches, only two of them because of what they taught. And you're going to find out something very interesting. I pray you want to hear the truth. Let's go there. Revelations. Now, many people may not know this. I just want to bring it up because of worldly teachings. When you go and look up the word revelation in the Greek, which is 602, it's apocalypse. That's what it means. Same word. Okay, same word. Revelation, the word revelation, we know it means revealing. But it's also apocalypse. It means, let's go there, Greek 602. It tells you a disclosure of truth made visible to all, manifestation, appearance, be revealed to lighten. Manifestation, coming, appearing. So you see the word apocalypse means the same thing as revelation. But if you watch what they show you on TV and the nonsense of the world, and even the scribes and the Pharisees are doing that. They're putting fear, fear, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Yeah, some of these things are going to happen, but the way a lot of people do is like they tell you flee America because America, Babylon is getting ready to get destroyed. That's an apocalypse for America where the tribe of Judah is out here. The church will tell you, they'll show you the whole world, everything, the people, all the people there, everybody getting killed. Well, first of all, it's not about all the people. And the word apocalypse is not talking about no destruction like that. That's not what it's speaking of. If you understand that the word apocalypse is the same word as revelation. So it's a revealing. So something is getting ready to get revealed to you, something that our Father wanted you to know. It's in his word. Let's read a little bit. I want to make sure that everybody is getting this. I want to make sure everyone is getting this. Go ahead to Revelations 1. Okay. Now, keep in mind, if many of you have read Revelations about the churches, the seven churches, you understand that's the same thing as Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1, where it says the seven women, because women are churches, are the Israelites, and the man is Yahushua. Same thing here. We're talking about the seven churches, the seven women, the seven daughters of Zion, if you want to call it that. We're talking about the nation of Israel. But the different factions that Paul had to deal with in Old Covenant and the other apostles. We're talking about the assembly, the type of teachings that they were receiving. Well, let's go there. Because you're going to see that as we go through these seven names, you know, don't put too much emphasis on the names. It's okay to look it up, but that's not what's important, and that's not what you're supposed to get out of Revelations dealing with the churches, the assemblies. What you ought to be getting from this is the content of what each of these Hebrew assemblies was teaching. That's what you should be getting. Now, don't focus so much on the name. We know it was Philadelphia and Smyrna. Those were the two that were accepted, right? Therefore, if you're under a Hebrew teacher, and I'm not going to pick on anybody, but if you're under one of these teachers who is not teaching that, they're not teaching what the assemblies of Smyrna or Philadelphia taught, and we're going to go through what those things were. They were the only two pleasing, and they were blessed. You're going to find out Yahuwah is not pleased with that. Well, what is Smyrna and Philadelphia teaching? That's what you should be asking yourself. What's the difference? Out of those two assemblies, what's the difference? Well, we're going to take you there. You're going to get some understanding, okay? I'm not going to go too deep into the seven assemblies right now because I'm going to save that for a further lesson, but I want to touch on it for you. I want to open your eyes further. So when you see that, yes, someone who the Most High did say, yeah, I said this is my faithful servant. I did lift this woman up, just like I lifted up Deborah in her day, just like I lifted up Paul in his time, in the dispensation of time. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. The Father has chosen me. If the Father is with me, who can be against me? All right, let's go there. And like I said, me saying that offends many people, but you know what? We're going to get to the real. Like Paul said, wouldn't I be more preferred than they? Paul was bringing you the truth. But he had to undo the teachings of some of those people out there they were leaving Yahushua out the program. They were teaching the law when Yahushua was a fulfillment of it. Same thing we got going on today, no different. Anyhow, so just know that, family, I'm not telling you got to just stay here. That's not what I'm telling you. But I'm telling you it's always a blessing to hear Yahuwah's word spoken. It's always a blessing. But if we are not preparing ourselves with truth, how can we stand during the troublesome times which are declared through prophecy by revelations? How are we supposed to stand if you don't have Yahuwah or Yahushua's truth? See, we got to find out what was pleasing that two of those assemblies called churches, what were they doing? What were they teaching that the others were not? Let's find out. I will also state, because I think I need to state this, that when you go to many parts in the scripture, and you know how they put it in the Bible, they'll put it red if Yahushua said something. Well, Yahushua told you that John 8, that they were their father was the devil. Don't try to reinterpret what that means. It's clear. Yahushua came in his father's name. He's going to be the future king. Who are you to say, no, he wasn't talking about these are children of the devil. Yes, that's what he said. Don't try to reinterpret what he said. Don't try to reinterpret that Yahuwah was speaking to the serpent and to the woman when he said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed, Satan, the serpent, that beguiling beast of the field, and the woman's seed. The woman is Israel. Don't try to change the fact that the serpent had a seed. And that serpent seed was not connected to Adam's lineage. But they were there with him. Let's go there. You got to know these things. A lot of things people are going to try to change the words of. Don't let nobody change the word when our Father speaks or it's Yahushua. They're stating to you, this is what this means. Okay? Don't let them change it. Revelation chapter 1. And let me see. I don't know. I have a hand up. That might be my brother here. I don't know. Brother, if you're there, I want you to raise your hand. I think this is you right here. Let me check. Family, bear with me for a second. I need to get a reader. I don't know if this is him or not. Shabbat Shalom, area code 229. Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello? Can you hear me? Uh-oh. I don't know. It's not working. Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold. Let me try this other one because his hand's raised. So before we get started, area code 937, Shabbat Shalom.
Hi.
Hi. Who am
Hello?
I speaking to? Hello.
My name is Denise. Can you hear me?
What's your name?
Denise.
I really can't. It's muffled. Hi, sister. Did you want to say something?
Yes. I've been following your teachings for maybe about a month and a half now. And I am so... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's just a little... I don't know. I can't hear you that clear, but I'm trying to listen. Are you saying something? Okay, wait a minute, sister. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, sister, you can go ahead. Your mic got closed by accident. Go ahead, sister.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, I said I've been following your teachings for about a month or so ago. I saw your website on Facebook, and I am rather intrigued by the information to the point whereas I work at a department store, and I listen to you while I'm working. I sneak and I put my headphones on my ear, and I cover my hair over it so I can hear it because it inspires me so much. I have learned so much from my Christian beliefs. But nonetheless, I want to say about when I've heard a lot of brothers say that women aren't supposed to teach, they're supposed to basically be quiet in the church, and I guess kind of be more listening, not heard, you know what I'm saying? But this
mm-hmm.
right here really made me think, if this is the case, well, when Rebecca intervened and made sure that she let her son, let Jacob know, well, this is what we're going to go ahead and make his food and make sure and put the skin of the goat on you to make him believe that this is you so you can get this blessing, something that our Father has revealed to me when I was pregnant with you two. So if she had not intervened, where would we be now? We are really in a detrimental state, but where would we be now?
Well,
you know,
sister, you see, that's why we have to, the truth, we have to take it spiritual, because if you take it any other way, which is physical, which it leads you to error, it leads you to damnation according to the word. But I'm glad you picked that out. What I'm going to do, sister, I'm going to have to put you back on park right now because I got 43 minutes, and I want to make sure you hear this. You're going to love it. I'll open your mic back up in a second, okay, sister?
Well, thank you.
All right, and I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate your teaching, too.
Thank you. I'm going to put you on park. Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, family. Hey, you know, I appreciate when family members call in, and, you know, they're hearing. I do appreciate that, and I thank the Father for each and every one of you who do call in and, you know, let me know that you're hearing, okay? I really appreciate that. Let's go to Revelation what? Because we got to go through some stuff. Revelation what? Verse what? The revelation of Yahushua, which Yahuwah gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he said and signified it by his angel or his messenger unto his servant John. So it tells us, who bear record of the word of Yahuwah and of the testimony of Yahushua, or of the covenant of Yahushua. Okay, same words. And of all things that he saw. So he's getting ready to show you something. What's particular is you're going to find out what period this is in, and you're going to find out why it is that if it's talking about the end times, why you need to be concerned about some of this stuff. Because many, many have taken that a little to the left road and a little to the right road. They haven't stayed on that narrow path. Regardless of how much reading we will do in the scripture or spiritual understanding we will give, they choose to go opposite of what the Father says. So we're going to go there. Let's find out what John was given, the testimony of Yahushua, or the covenant of Yahushua. It tells us in verse 3, blessed is the person, it says he, but some people don't know, it's not just talking about he, a man, it's talking about the people, the Hebrews. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. To hear the word, not just hear it, but understand the words of this prophecy that John is getting ready to get. Pay attention, family. You want to understand it. You don't want to just have eyes, but you can't see, ears, you can't hear, and your mind has no understanding. So you're like dead. You don't have Yahushua with you. Yahushua's life. He bought it with them in the covenant. He's a spirit. When you get a complete renewal of the mind, body, and spirit, your eyes are open. You can understand these things. Let's go there. So it says in verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. We're going to find out what time is he speaking of. As we read, you'll get the understanding of what time that John was getting this revelation for. Verse 4, John, to the seven assemblies which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And Yahushua, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto Yahushua and his father Yahuwah. See, they're talking about the people. When you talk about these kings and these priests and the 144, that was all talking about the people. They use masculine words, but don't make a separation. You're in error. So is what we're getting ready to hear about. We're getting ready to hear about the truth, the revealing. The revealing that's going to be taking place in times to come. This is going to affect your salvation. Let's pay attention. Verse 5. And from Yahushua, who is faithful, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto Yahushua and his father Yahuwah. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. I'm at verse 7, family. Keep along with me. I pray y'all got y'all scriptures open. I'm giving you instruction. Read. Read with me, okay? Read with me. Let's read our Father's word. Let's get the truth. It tells us in verse 7, behold, Yahushua cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, hallelujah. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith Yahuwah, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation. That is the time that is spoken of in verse 3, tribulation. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. What time? According to Revelation 9, John said, I'm also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom. You're going to hear about some distinct times when you read Revelation. But he's telling you what's going to happen. He's explaining to you what everybody seems to be messing up on because of the teachings that's going on. So let's go there and find out what was told to John that he had to write in a book. Let's find out. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Yahushua, was in the isles that is called Patmos for the word of our father Yahuwah and for the covenant of Yahushua. I was in the spirit, and it says on the Lord's day. Well, remember, that time of tribulation, when Yahushua returns as the second coming, that's going to happen in a day. Some people call it the millennium. Well, 1,000 years for man is one day for the Father. The same thing that was told to us in the beginning when we start looking at those days' creation. The six-day creation, then 1,000 years later, we have Adam. But there was a creation in day six of male and female mankind 1,000 years prior to Adam being formed. Well, you should know this because it tells us that, like that woman travailing in birth, those pain, the labor and pains come stronger. So it's going to happen so quick. This is the day of Yahushua's return. Right before it, we're going to hear about it, the time of tribulation, and then we're going to hear about when he comes, what's going to happen in the kingdom. Getting it? Okay, let's go there. He says, I was in the spirit on Yahushua's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven assemblies, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Those are the seven assemblies. That's where the Hebrews, you could say, this is where, they're saying, like, this is a destination, but really what, and it, some of it is, but what the point you should be getting out of these seven different locations or factions of Hebrew assemblies is what they were teaching. So John is told to write it all in the book and make sure you send it to these different assemblies. So it'd be like I'm telling you right now, let's read what John got from Yahushua so that you can understand and see if you are being taught what Yahushua wanted you to know, which is pleasing to him, and what is not pleasing to him. Are you under someone who is teaching what is pleasing and acceptable and approved of our Father and Yahushua? Are you you under one of these factions, or I could say, what was that word they like to use? Camp, assemblies, churches of Hebrews that the Father had fought with. Because he tells you something about the ones he has fought with. I don't know if you're reading it. We're going to read it. Let's go. He says in verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. The word will interpret itself. Let's just keep going with it, okay? And in the midst of the seven candlestick, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. We know that it's speaking of Yahushua. And it's given in the description because, yes, somebody did see Yahushua and physically wrote down what he saw. So he's given a color to that image. John says that his feet were like fine brass as if burnt in a furnace, basically. You know? And he had white, woolly hair. That should make you think when you look at that picture of Jesus for the people coming out of Christianity. It's just something to think on. Let's go a little further because there's a lot, you know, a lot of people are deceived. You're either sitting under a system that was put there for our chastisement, and you refuse to wake up when the Father, he says, I've called many, but few have hearkened to me. Few. Many are called, but few are chosen. When the truth presents itself, and I'm reading to you the Father's word, what, you rather hearken to the traditions of man, what your great-grandparents learned, what your grandparents learned, what you have learned, and now you're going to pass it on to your child and keep the same nonsense going on, instead of let's see what our Father says. He gave the description, John Psalm. Let's go a little further because we're going to find out about these churches, these candlesticks, these stars. It says, verse 16, and he, speaking of Yahushua, the world calls Jesus, it says that he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And have the keys of hell and of death. That means judgment, right? He says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. He's going to interpret it for you. The seven stars are the angels or the messengers of the seven assemblies. And the seven candlesticks which thou saw are the seven assemblies. They call them churches. So basically, you get an understanding. You got angels, which are messengers, messenger angels. Those are your stars. The candlesticks represent the assemblies, the churches, as they call them, okay? Okay, let's go. We're going to find out about these assemblies. What did our Father find pleasing, and what did he not find pleasing? It's only two that made the cut. Let's find out if you are under an assembly that is teaching these things that these two were the only two that were pleasing to our Father, and they had it in common. Let's find out. Revelation 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church, or the assembly of Ephesus, write, these things said is he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So we know that Yahushua was with us. Even when y'all doing some false teaching, he's right there. Everything is written down. So you either want to hearken to Yahushua or hearken to man, which means you will read and make sure it's the word of our Father. So let's go there. He says, Revelation 2, verse 2. Now, I'm reading this one, and I'm going to slow it down because the church teaches crazy stuff about this particular verse. They'll teach about the Jewish people. You even got some Hebrews teaching the same nonsense. And the reason why they do that, many of them, because they are descendants of those vipers. I don't say that lightly. I'm telling you. They know better. They know better. I listen to how they teach. Let's go there. Let's read what it really says. Remember, there's no J, but when you get to the New Covenant, they were talking about the Northern and Southern Kingdom. Just know that. So in Revelation 2, verse 2, here's what he saw. He said, well, let me read it again. I'm going to read one again. Unto the angel of the church or the assembly of Ephesus, write, these things said it, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, and it says, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So this is Yahushua's word. Here's what he's going to let you know. I know thy works. A lot of the stuff we're going to be dealing with, Revelation, talking about that old mystery Babylon, and I keep showing people, what is that mystery Babylon? Who is it? This is our history book. The other nations only were used for chastisement. This is our history book, okay? But all Israel's not of Israel. That's the key. So he says, I know thy works and thy labors and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And many of the assemblies, they will rebuke. And they do it righteously. So the Father don't have a problem with that. They don't like evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. They've come through, made videos, and showed you, well, this is not what that's talking about. They've done it righteously. And has found them liars. So they've done what they're supposed to do. But let's go to verse 3. We're speaking of the assembly of Ephesus, what the teachings are. And has borne and has patience. And for my name's sake has labored. They're laboring. Many are going to wonder why they come to Yahushua in times and say, Yahushua, Yahushua, haven't we done this in your name? He will say, get away from me, I never knew you. And they don't catch a clue. They think it's just the people sitting in the religious churches of Christianity. Oh, no, baby. You better read with understanding. Now, let's go there. The Father says in verse 3, let me read it again, and has borne and has patience and for my name's sake has labored. They has labored for the word, for in, you know, and has not fainted. You're doing all that right. This assembly, this person who's teaching, these things you're teaching the people. That's good. But let's get to verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Who is our first love? Well, that's Yahushua. Okay, that's our Father, Yahushua. They're the same. Not that they're the same person, but Yahushua came to do his Father's will. Okay? The Father said you can't get to him but through Yahushua. But they left their first love. It says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Okay? He says, I want to stop there for a second. I don't want to go any further. Yahushua is our first love, okay? Yahuwah, rather. But many will be deceived into worshiping Satan because they believe that they are with the Father. They're doing everything else correct. They believe that they haven't left their first love. They believe they're worshiping Yahuwah. They believe that this is what they're doing. And they come out of Christianity knowing that Jesus Christ, that name is a lie, but the true Yahushua and what he came for, which was his people, they believe that, well, we got it right. I'm a Hebrew. I found out true. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Well, yeah, I'm keeping the feast days. I'm doing all these things. You know, they believe they are worshiping. Oh, no, that part where Yahushua says, get away from me, I never knew you, that's not talking about me. But see, it says if it wasn't that time being cut short, even the elect will be deceived. The remnant will be deceived that the Father has preserved. Even they will be deceived. So that's letting you know, you could be a Hebrewite, but you got a very good chance if you're not under two of these church teachings or assembly teachings or the ones that the Father raised to teach you. You will be deceived, and it will cost you dearly. It will cost you dearly. So let's pay attention. It says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, many of the children of Israel go back to the old covenant. Just like what Jeroboam started doing, well, somehow it twiddled over to the southern kingdom, Judah. And you found them sinning. By the time Yahushua came, he said, well, I find faith. Because the lying scribes and Pharisees had been teaching the people in error. Let's go there. Number 5, we're talking about Ephesus still. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. The Father had problem because people start worshiping other deities and calling those deities, giving those deities his glory. They were serving idols, gods, not our Father. That's all this is talking about, family. So our Father tells us, through his word, which is spoken by Yahushua through John, he says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I'm going to remove the candlestick, which means he's going to remove the understanding, the riches, the wisdom and knowledge. You're going to have those strong delusions on you. You're going to be left like that. You're going to be just still either a blind guide leading the blind or one of the blind falling into the ditch or the pit. Because you need to rethink yourself. When we get to these two assemblies, if you're not being taught these things, if that's not what your teacher's teaching you, well, then you need to probably remove yourself and find somebody who's teaching the truth. Okay, let's continue. He says, remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Remember Cain? What did the Most High tell Cain? He said, if thou doest well, will not thou be accepted? Well, it's the same thing. It's dealing with the lineage of Cain. You have a chance to come out of the confusion, which is coming out of Babylon, repent, because now Yahushua has made that, he is that he is the intercessor for us, straight to our Father Yahuwah. We say prayers and we ask for forgiveness through Yahushua. So we have that with us. There's no sin offering, love offering, sin offering on behalf of us doing sinning. No, we got a direct connection now. So you need to repent and talk to the Father about it. I'm going to leave it like that. Just talk to the Father about it. Repent and come out of the confusion, the Babylon. So he says in verse 6, this is still talking about Ephesus, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deed of the Nicolaitans, which was Baal worship, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. To him that overcometh, for him that repents, comes out of Babylon, the confusion, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of our Father Yahuwah. So we see that basically that assembly, they believed that they were worshiping our Father, but they were not by their works. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's go to Smyrna. Okay, in verse 8, we're going to deal with one of the assemblies that you pay attention what this one did, because you're going to find out that Smyrna as well as Philadelphia both did the same thing. And you can look at what we're teaching today in the assemblies. Some of the assemblies are teaching you about certain things. Other ones won't even touch it. They'll tell you that means something totally different. Let's read what our Father has to say. Verse 8, and to the angel of the assembly in Smyrna write, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. Why are you rich? Because you have the wisdom and the knowledge from our Father. You're his. But, you know, it says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yehuda, the southern kingdom, Yehuda, specifically Judah. Not no Jewish people. No, we're talking about someone who is right there within Israel, and they're claiming to be from the lineage of Yahushua. They're claiming to be Yehuda, but they're not. It says, and this is important, this is why we rebuke certain teachings that are out there of the flesh. That's what the scribes and Pharisees were doing, teaching of the law. Where there's death, they didn't want to accept Yahushua's new covenant, which was a fulfillment of the old. Didn't take it away. He just fulfilled everything. But there was life because of Yahushua in the new covenant. He says, I know thy works and thy tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Judah. And they're not, but are the synagogue of Satan. When you go to John 8, and our Father lets you know in his word that ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. that they want to give you a different reason. No, not that there was someone. They don't understand the spirit. See, that's why they can't tell you the real understanding. They can't tell you about Yahushua's parable for your understanding. While the Hebrews slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed right amongst the wheat, which are the Hebrews. So when it tells us in Romans, Yahuwah will be saved, all Israel will be saved, but all Israel's not of Israel. They can't get it. They don't get ye of your father the devil. They were actually not sent from above. They were not. The father didn't know them before they were put in their mother's womb, but they had a way even to, if they repented, to come on in. And that wasn't dealing with all the nations, but that was dealing with Cain's genealogy. If they repent and come out of their wickedness, if the ones even under them, but it tells us many will not. Let's go there. It says, verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, now this is for the assembly who's teaching about these who are not of Israel. Their father's the devil. That's what Smyrna taught. That's what it's talking about. They're saying they're us. They're the part of Israel that's not Israel, but are the synagogue of Satan. We know that you can go to Satan, that dragon, that old serpent called the beast, take it right back to what happened in the garden, and Cain was a product of that. And then we could take it to all the old covenant, and I'll be doing that in lessons to come. Take it to who was sitting in Moses' seat by the time Yahushua got on there, and he said, oh, the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. That ties you back into Revelation. We know where Satan's seat is. Because during the time of Yahushua and Paul and the apostles, the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat, and they are their father, the devil. I'm gonna clear this up for y'all. Y'all going to learn some truth. I'm not going to go too deep, but I want to touch on some of this stuff. So it tells us, when we read verse 10, let's go there again. He's talking about the ones who are teaching this truth about the serpent seed. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. And we know that death is Satan. This is a different word. But be faithful. Okay? He says, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Don't worry about him who had killed the flesh, but worry about him who could kill the flesh and the spirit. You see, we walk around as dead when we don't have the Father dwelling in us, when we're blind, when we're walking like walking dead. It's not that we're physically dead, but we are dead because the life of Yahushua the Comforter is not dwelling in us. You got death dwelling in you. A certain sect of a generation of vipers are teaching death to many of our people. If you're not being taught who and being able to link up who the synagogue of Satan is, what is all that about? Because Smyrna, and you go find out Philadelphia, that's what they were teaching. That set them differently from all the other assemblies. Now, the other assemblies, they have some good parts, some bad parts. Oh, this is right, you got this right. But, nevertheless, I got a problem with this, so straighten it up. You're going to find out that it's the teachings that they have received from the generation of vipers that caused the Father not to be pleased with what was being taught at these other assemblies. You're going to find out that's what it was. But those who pointed out and rebuked and let the people know, this one here, that teaching is not right. The Father made them the synagogue of Satan just by the word. The word convicted it, because all I did was rebuke. But what does the Father say about that? He said if he lifts you up, you're going to have his word. And if you made a mistake and you get rebuked, well, then change it to the Father's truth. Yeshua said they will not remove one of these burdens they're putting on you. Not one. And they're making you more children of hell than themselves. And people don't get it. But we're going to find out. Because, you see, we got to find out what was pleasing to our Father in this end time. What to assembly teachings was acceptable. Because you're going to, you better believe that this is part of your salvation, to know this truth, so that you will not be deceived and that you will be serving the correct Father. You won't be one of those who, if that time wasn't cut short, Satan would deceive you. See, family? I pray y'all getting what I'm saying. I really do. Let me do this, family. I need to go take a little break. I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, we got 11 minutes left. I'm just going to give the number real quick, 646-595-4111, if you'd like to join us on the phone line, because chat line is getting ready to get disconnected in about 11 minutes, and I need to take a quick break. So I'm going to play something not too long here. I don't have anything not too long. Give me a second. Yeah, I'm going to play this. I love this song. Here we go, family. I'll be right back.
Everybody loves love.
Everybody loves.
family, welcome back. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Block Talk Radio. We're getting ready to get into the third hour, and we have about 5 minutes and a half left. I put a number out there, 646-595-4111. If you'd like to continue with us, if you're listening by the internet, you will be disconnected. You'll have to listen to the archives to get the rest of the lesson. But you got about 5.5 minutes, so if you want to dial over, switch on over, you need to do it now. 646-595-4111. We are speaking of separating the sheep from the goats. Okay, this is in time message. Okay, pay attention. We're going through these assemblies, and these assemblies are current today. You're in one. If you woke up to the fact that you're a Hebrew, that's what basically this is speaking to. The ones who have heard, it's not a sin to you unless you know the truth. But to the ones who heard the truth, but they chose to ignore what Yahuwah or Yahushua says, ooh, that's scary, you know? I mean, that's who we're seeking when we open the book. We're seeking our Father, because this is our history book. We got to find out what we did wrong so that we can understand what it is he's talking about in Revelations. Let's go there. Only two of these assemblies were teaching what was acceptable to Yahushua and to the Father, and it was blessed. Smyrna and Philadelphia. Let's go back to Smyrna a little bit. In Smyrna, I'm just going to read it right through since I had to take that little break. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yahuwah. They say they're of the southern kingdom, specifically Judah, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now, this was told to John to write by Yahushua. So he letting you know, yeah, there's a serpent seed out there. Yeah, there's some children of the devil. According to John 8, Yahushua said that too. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. When you're going to be delivered, be faithful to the truth. It says, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now we're going to go to the church of Pergamos. Let's find out about the church of Pergamos, because this was not one that was pleasing in our Father's sight. Let's find out, did they teach about the synagogue of Satan and those who are trying to claim to be Yahudah? Their teaching, they were in Moses' seat by the time Yahushua came there. They were the children of the devil. That takes you back to the lineage of Cain. They were the scribes and the Pharisees. They were the lying prophets. You know who they are today. Just listen to the words you're getting. Is it a spiritual message given by our Father, or will they teach of the flesh? Will they tell you what to wear? Will they tell you America's Babylon? Will they tell you, watch this moon, do this feast, trying to work out your salvation? Let's go a little further. Verse 12, and the angel of the assembly in Pergamos. Remember, the name of the church really is not important. What they're teaching you, the content, that's what you should be paying attention to find out why is Smyrna and Philadelphia, 90 seconds, why Smyrna and Philadelphia are the teaching that you should be receiving. Because if you're not receiving of these two which were blessed and approved of Yahushua, then you will be deceived. So let's go on. They're probably going to keep interrupting me. We have about a minute and a half left. Once again, the number is 646-595-4111. If anyone wants to go ahead and switch over, you're going to be cut off in about 60 seconds, according to the broadcast here. Okay. pay attention. Open up your scriptures. Let's get this. Look at this. I'm giving you this information so that when you start to look at Revelations again, and if you've been keeping up with what we've been teaching through the set of our spirit sent from our Heavenly Father, because we're reading His Word, you'll get this and you will not be deceived. But it's very important that you get this because many will bypass this information. They're not teaching it. Why? You tell me. Why won't they tell you this to creations, and why won't they tell you about that Cain, who he really was? He, according to him, his father was the devil. Hey. Okay. It happened all the way through the scripture, and it was warned to us. 10 seconds, family, 10 seconds. 646-595-4111. Hey, for those of you who will not be continuing with us, please listen to the archive. Hey, have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom. All right. Let's go on. We're at Pergamos. It's important. Pay attention. And to the angel of the assembly in Pergamos write, these things said he that hath the sharp sword with two edges. So we know that Yahushua was speaking. I know thy works and where thou dwellest. Now he's talking to the teachings from this assembly. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name. Oh, you keep my name and everything. And hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Where was Satan dwelling? That's a question everybody needs to ask. Because there's a specific place he was dwelling to give you the answer spiritually who he's talking about. I'm going to take you there. Remember, the Most High, through Yahushua, is letting the angel record to John, who's recording to you. That's, I have to put it in that order so that you know that it's not me saying this. I'm not saying this. They're telling you something. But are you having ears to hear and eyes to read properly and a mind for understanding the truth? It's not my word, so let's go there. It says, I know thy works, what you're doing, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Even where Satan's seat is thy works and where you're dwelling, in Satan's seat. And thou holdest fast my name. Many of these people are opening up our book, and they're reading out the book. But the Father's letting you know something. There's something weird going on here. Let's go there. Because he talks about Satan's seat and where Satan dwelleth. That should take you to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I'm going to read for you because you're going to get it. Where is Satan's seat? Let's figure that out. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, it reads, now we beseech you, brethren, this is Paul, he's talking to the Hebrew community, by the coming of Yahushua. Now we know that we're reading, according to Revelation, John was in the day of Yahushua. So Yahushua's second coming, that's the same thing. Let's find out what he says. And by our gathering together unto Yahushua, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Yahushua is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes, and keep in mind, we're not talking about really one particular man. Know that. Because Paul told you, and I'm going to use the Christian words, because you might get it that way. He said that there are many antichrists, even now. Even now. Antichrist in the English Christianity word means against Christ. But we know these were the people who said, hey, crucify him. Let me bribe this one. Let's go after him. He's teaching the truth. Let's go after him. They were against the apostles. They were against the prophets. anybody today who is spiritual, because it's the children of the flesh against the children of the spirit. So who was there during the time that Paul is referring to, and where were they located? Well, that was Jerusalem, right? So it tells us, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our brethren Yahushua, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Yahushua is at hand. Don't be troubled now. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called the Most High's. Anything of the Father, they're trying to exalt themselves. They want to exalt themselves over Yahushua in his time. Today you got the children of the Most High trying to bring up the truth, and they will exalt themselves over the Most High's children. And many people follow it because by the eyes and the flesh, in the English, it reads, But if you're not operating out the Spirit, you might as well just close up the book and toss it aside and say, I'll take any fake religion out there because that's what I'm into now. You're not in the truth. And I'm speaking to Hebrew Israelites out there. We know what Christianity teaches. We know that all the rest of these man-made religions, we know that's a bunch of lies. And not because I say so, because it's in the Father's word, the truth. But it's sad when you wake up thinking you got the truth and you're serving our Father that you find out you've been lied to. Well, Paul is letting you know that during that time, which is Revelation, the assemblies, the same time period that John foresaw and was told to write it down, there's a deception going on. Funny that the only two assemblies spoke of those who deceived. Those were the ones that the Father wanted you to get teachings from. Let's continue reading what he says, because he's letting you know this is the same time period. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called our fathers, or that is worshipped, so that he, as Yahuwah, sitteth in the temple of our Father, showing himself that he is our Father. I'm going to really break this down later. I'm not going to go too deep in it now. I'm not going to, because it would take too much time, and that's going to have to be for a special lesson, because really, there's more breaking down of even 2 Thessalonians. I think most of you already know that. Let's continue going, because you got to get this. It tells us, or shall I say, Paul recorded for us, which is the same time period John was revealing to you. It says in verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. What did Paul tell everybody? He told them that there's many antichrists. Many. Even in the time he was living in. They're a generation of them. Their father's the devil. You should say, why you can't understand my speech? You don't understand the words coming out of my mouth. I speak to people, and I'm showing them right in the scripture, and they still got that question mark above their head. When it gets like that, I say, well, you know what? Humble yourself to the Father and ask him to reveal. Repent. Go talk to him. You got to change from what you're doing. You repent to the Father and ask him to please reveal to you if this is truth or not. Because it's clear to me. And for most of the people who I know, I don't know all y'all, but the people I know, they're getting it. Why can't you get it? If you really love the Father and you're seeking the Father, repent, humble yourself down, and ask him to reveal to you, okay? So he says that this son of perdition will be revealed, but he's giving you clues. He's going to oppose and exalt himself above everything is called of our Father or that is worshipped. So that he, as our Father, this is not the real Father, or shall I even say Yahushua. This is not him, but people going to believe that's him. And they're going to believe this lie, because he said, don't be deceived, but so that this man of perdition, that he, as our true Father, you know, that he, not our true father, but that he sitteth in the temple of our father, showing himself that he is the creator. But he's not. But people believe this. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Don't look at Revelation into the worldly teachings, not even half these so-called Hebrew Israelite teachers. I'm telling you now, because I'm listening to them, and they're wrong because they're taking things too fleshly, too worldly. The prophet told you everything you need to know. Stick with the Father's word. Okay, stick with that. You'll get the truth. Let's go a little further. So he says, 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out the way. Because if you don't want to hearken to the truth when I'm going to read it, the Father said, those who are in disobedience, the word is there. You're supposed to study yourself approved. Rightly divide the word. Regardless of what anybody opens their mouth to tell you, you go into the word. But if you don't want to hearken to what he said to do, oh, he's going to give you strong delusions. He's going to give them to you. You're going to believe a lie. So let's go there. Let's go there. Paul tells us, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. There are many antichrists, even now. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Well, let me go there. Verse 8, got to get it good. It says, and then shall that, after those have been deceived by the false Christ, as the world says, or the one that's not Yahushua, those who are teaching and having you worship not our Father and not Yahushua. You don't realize that they exclude the ones of the flesh, exclude Yahushua all out of your understanding and teaching. They say, hey, we operate out the Spirit, but they tell you to flee, run. Father can't save you, really is what they're saying. They give you that flesh doctrine. There are many who are against Yahushua, against our Father, against his people. So he says, and then shall that wicked be revealed when the people have already fall for the lie. Then the wicked is going to be revealed. Remember, many people are going to be trying to throw rocks on themselves when Yahushua breaks the sky, because they're going to know that they've been deceived. They're going to know. We're talking about Israel. They don't know. It tells us, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Who comes first? Who has always come first? Look at the children. It was first what? Cain, then Abel. It was first Esau, then Jacob, who I loved. It was Ishmael, but then it was Isaac. First, many people had learned from the lying scribes and Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat. So when Yahushua, the good one, comes, they don't want to believe the truth. When Yahushua lifted up his apostles to teach the people, today you got people saying, Paul's a liar. He wrote most of the New Covenant. Don't even go to the New Covenant, which means exclude Yahushua. And the life, the spirit, exclude it. And people fall for it. It says that David going to be sitting on that throne. Well, looky there. Isn't that saying that they rejected their first love? The truth? The truth is with our Father. They rejected Yahushua. All they could teach is flesh. Let's go a little further. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and sign and lying wonders. Okay? Even Yahushua, whose coming is after, remember, Satan, the devil, is revealed. All that takes place on the sixth trump, sixth seal, sixth vow. The seventh one, the perfection one, is Yahushua's return. So before Yahushua come, they won't have that false one out there. Many people have already believed the lie, and they will continue believing the lie unless they humble themselves, come to the Father's word as a child, and really ask the Father to reveal after you repent so that you can get the spiritual understanding. Stop listening to the words of man that is without spirit and get back to our Father, His that He has put to teach you, whether regardless of as a man, a woman, or child, but His that He put to give you that increase. He's using that vessel, and His Spirit is operating out that vessel. Get over the nonsense of that division they're putting in Israel. Get over that. It's not the truth. We're going to read more. Let's go a little further. But it says that after that evil one has been revealed, then comes Yahushua. He's going to consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why do they perish? Well, because they receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. Well, we tell them, daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. Don't do that. Don't split up Israel. Don't tell the woman she ain't got a set-apart spirit, that a man has to be her cover. No, the Father gave you three orders of authority, three coverings. First, Yahuwah, then Yahushua, then his people, the woman, the daughter of Zion, Israel, the bride. Come on now. It's as simple as that. Word has never changed from old covenant to new covenant. It's only the lying scribes and Pharisees read to you with the eyes, and you just went haywire. Okay, let's go a little further. But it says that these who believe the lie, now we're talking about the same thing that is spoken of by John during this time period. Many people are deceived. But the ones who are deceived is because the assemblies are not teaching about those who crept in, the serpent seed, the lying generation of vipers, the ones who will not accept Yahushua, which is the spirit, which is where the life is in the new covenant. They don't have eyes to see. They're blind guides leading the blind, all in the dark. Let's go a little further. It tells us, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. The people going to perish right there with that leader teaching them, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, Yahuwah shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. All might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, if this scares you, if this makes you wonder, am I in that assembly? Are they teaching me that there were two creations and that Cain was of his father, the devil? And they were all through Scripture? Yahushua pointed them out. Paul kept telling you about them. John is telling you about them. Most High and Yahushua approved of two assemblies out there. Two, if you want to call it camps, Hebrew Israelite sites, call it what you want. But only two taught the truth and warned the people. We're supposed to be faithful watchmen. What you warning the people of now? Oh, over there, they building a bomb over here, and the New World Order. That's where the scribes and Pharisees got to go. They got to go there because the real warning to you is them. That's the real warning. They're lying to you. All Israel's not of Israel. Paul was rebuking their teachings. Go to the book of Galatians. Understand the spiritual. Divided from the flesh. Know the truth. Let's go a little further, because see, somebody else still need to hear more. I know it. So it tells you, and I'm going to read that part again, because it got to touch somebody. Somebody out there is wondering. I know y'all are, because I listen. Their messages are so close to the truth that, yes, they can deceive one of the elect. Many of the elect are sitting underneath this type of teaching, the content that is being taught by the lying scribes and Pharisees. They're getting partial truths. They're not getting all of the Father's word. And it's something when you think that this is our history book, take it for real, because it is. If you are one of the Most High's called, when he tells us that, oh, wow, uh-oh, family, God darn it, My computer just, I got a virus put on me. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, boy. That's weird. My whole computer screen went out. Let me see if it pops back up. It didn't pop up. Okay. They knocked me off. I should tell y'all this. Okay. Even if I have to continue this for another lesson, I probably would have to because they just knocked me completely off. Two nights ago, family, or yesterday night, I was getting ready to, I wanted to have a show for you guys. Same thing I was doing today. As I was trying to write in my notes and look up the Bible verses, I thought it was a blackout because my TV, which doesn't have cable, but it zapped. Oh, yeah, attention. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Clean. Let me find out. Let me see the details. I just got a message from Microsoft Security Essentials. Somebody just had to, yep, somebody just tried to hack me. Hold on a second. Let me just get this off my computer so I can have a computer to remove. Let's get this removed. Okay, sorry about that, family. But as I was getting ready to do it, everything zapped out. My computer zapped out, and it was I was struggling to move my mouse. And right when I was trying to get my notes and I was on the KJV Bible, I got zapped. I thought the whole neighborhood, or at least my house, and I wondered, did I pay the electric and gas, you know, the phone bill and stuff like that? But anyhow, so I got out of my room and I looked around. Everybody else's TV and everything was working. Just mine got zapped. You go figure these things. Now, right now, they're trying to remove this threat off my computer. I don't know if I'll be able to continue any further. I can't even open you up because I want to open you up, but I want to make sure. Oh, my goodness. I want to make sure you guys are hearing me. You know, I don't know how to say it any other way to you without offending some. I know sometimes the truth is going to offend. I don't apologize for the truth that offends. I only apologize when I might say something that you felt that, well, you know, and it wasn't the Father reading that word. Okay, now, is that you? If it's just out of my mouth, you know, then I apologize. But when I talk about the Father's truth and where people are going to go, according to the word, if they do not, let's see, your action was successful. Okay, good. When they are hearing the word and they don't want to hearken to the word, you know, hey, if I read that, it say that they got damnation coming to them. If they're under one of these assemblies that are not teaching about the scribes and Pharisees, they're not teaching of those who are the synagogue of Satan, but they're right with Israel, and they're claiming to be chosen by the Most High to speak to you. See, I got to be a faithful watchman. According to the word, we all got to be. That's why I say, if y'all go to some of these sites and you hear them telling a lie, call in. You know, if I call in, they're going to hang up on me and say, oh, that caller got dropped. No, they didn't knock me off. But if y'all call in and get to ask a question or two, boy, I tell you, you're going to wake some of them people up. Everybody got a part to doing this, not just me. Let me see if I can get my thing back open. I'm sorry, family. Okay, it is popping back up. Let's see what I get on my screen. Uh-oh. Continue. Okay, I think I'm back on. Yes, I am back on. I'm going to open a mic just to see if I can be heard because I was knocked off. Let me get this mic open. Uh-oh. Okay, here it goes. Hold on a second. Hey, sister, Shabbat Shalom, 937. You still there?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. You can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you. I heard everything that went on. I'm cutting you off and everything.
I'm so glad y'all still here because I just knew I'd get back there, nobody would be there. But, hey, let me put you back on pause for a second. I want to get through just a little bit more information. Thank you, sister.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
I like to talk after this, you know, after you're done, what have you.
Okay, sister. I'm going to try to hurry and get through this. And all right.
Okay.
I'll put you back on park.
Okay.
All right, family. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Let me close up these additional mics that I don't need, like the chat line and stuff. I don't want to give them any more ammunition to try to do anything else. Okay, back to what we were talking about. I was getting ready to say something. Let me see. It just throws me all off whack. Let's see. Sorry, family. Give me a second. I got to find my place. Okay, so we know, and here's what I want to read to you guys, because this is what the Father says. This is all up in his word. He says, through Paul, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? You better go back and see what Paul was teaching the people. Because they telling you that the Gentiles, many of these ones who read with the flesh, they're the Gentiles are everybody else. Paul said, don't you know we was Gentiles? Paul said, don't you know that certain people crept in unawares? Paul told you, I mean, Paul told you basically the same things Yahushua told you. He was telling you, he said, the Father is not the author of confusion. He read what the people had been taught under the scribes and Pharisees, under falseness, under the devil. And he said, what? Came the word of the Most High to you? I know the Most High sent me. You know, he, after he tells the people the truth, Paul was bold. Paul said, you know what? You want to be ignorant? Go on, be ignorant. Go on, be ignorant. Another part he'll tell you, I washed the blood from my hand after he tell you the truth. And people are not taking these as letters, and he's rebuking. Because the people were what you see today. Many people teach different things. Many people have different feast days. Many people do a lot of different things different. Some believe they have this part. Yeah, well, we know we the Hebrew. We know that Esau is the white man. Others will tell you, no, Esau is a black man. He's a Hebrew. Others will tell you, Esau gone. Now, these are in the Hebrew communities. Some will tell you the Gentiles in Jeremiah 16:19 that's going to come to us, that's all the other races, including the one the Father said, hey, I hate, which is Esau. Then there's some going to tell you, nah, those Gentiles are us. They won't tell you the truth, but they have other parts wrong. When you get to Revelation, he's talking about the assemblies, is what you see being taught today. You got this part right, that's right, but hey, nonetheless, I got a problem with this. But the two assemblies that were teaching the content he wanted taught were teaching about the serpent seed. Let's go on. Because he tells us, let me read, make sure I read this. Paul said, I got to read that one more time because somebody might need to hear and get convicted in their spirit. He says, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Talking about in time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until it be taken out the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom Yahushua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness. He gonna come with peace. He gonna come saying, smiling through the word and telling you, I love Yahweh. I'm here to set the path straight. We have to build a nation. We have to get in order. We got to flee Babylon. I tell you this, and I've just insulted you, but hey, I tell you this because I love you. I tell you women about your yeast-infected cells because, you know, you got to straighten up. You got to get in order. Very, you know, they don't come. When they told you you was a Hebrew, they came sharing that good word. Not everything else is loving. But it pulls you away from the truth. You're so worried about what you're wearing and what you got to do for this feast day, you forget to study the Father's word yourself. You're trying to please a man and a tradition that the Father took away from you anyhow. We discontinue from our heritage. But you're hearing all this nonsense. You forgot your first love, which is our Father. That's his word. Go back to your first love. If you don't go to your first love, it says in verse 10 that, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, their first love, that they might be saved. And for this cause, Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, shall send them strong delusions that they will believe a lie, that they might all be damned. I pray you're not one of these. That they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in it, in unrighteousness. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. We're going to go back, and we're in, this is chapter, I didn't read, so let me go back there. This is Revelation 2, okay, and I'm talking about Pergamos still. And I'm going to keep us caught up because I had to separate a little bit. But you got to know this. And to the angel of Pergamos, I'm at verse 12 of chapter 2 of Revelations. I'm picking this back. Oh, my computer's sticking. I don't know. Uh-oh. Give me a second, fam. I might get another little thing here. Let's see. I've got to wait till my computer unfreezes. Oh, my goodness. Let's try to cover my webpage here. I usually do not get hacked like this, but during the shows, yeah, I get hacked all the time. Usually I can cover it and you don't know it. when you hear me fussing a lot, you know I can't, and I'm trying my best to cover it up or get it fixed right before I have to speak because they start popping with me here. Hold on a second, family. Let me get back there. They took another little mini thing to me here. I'm almost there. Give me a second. Okay, Revelations number 2. I'm going to pick it back up with the Church of Smyrna. Excuse me, not Smyrna, I'm sorry. The Church of Pergamos, because I started reading, I went to Thessalonians. But this is another of the assemblies. It says, and to the angel of the assembly in Pergamos, write these things, said he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thy dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Got to go back to Jerusalem. Understand it was sitting in Moses' seat. It was happening in Jerusalem. And their father's the devil. Keep that in mind. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Because they're going to tell you they have faith. They're going to do these things. But even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Now this is what he says about this Pergamos. Let's go down a little further to verse 14. It tells you, if I can get my computer back right, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. If you don't understand what that's saying, I'm going to get to it in a second, but pay attention why he had a problem with Pergamos. Pay attention. He says, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. We're not talking about a sexual fornication. We're talking about idolatry. We're talking about when they're worshiping not the Most High, but just like these feast days. The Father told you in the Word he took that away, because the people, even though they thought they were worshiping our Father, some did, some didn't, some knew what they were doing. But even though they were not worshiping our Father, if they didn't do it according to his way, not man's way like Jeroboam, but his way. So when you look at this things sacrificed unto idols, they were doing the same thing as the children of Israel in Jerusalem, sacrificing food, eating the food and all that, but it wasn't to our Father. And to commit fornication. They were being harlots and whores, if you want to call it that. They were worshiping not our Father, but they were worshiping a deity, okay? So it says, verse 15, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. So thou, I mean, I got to read this again. I'm sorry, family. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assembly. To him that overcometh, for him that cometh out of Babylon, out of confusion, and repent, and seek the Father's face, for him, or to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Okay, let's go to another assembly, because they're not. You notice that Pergamos did not tell you anything about the synagogue of Satan. They actually were keeping some of the things that the synagogue of Satan teaches our people, which are stumbling blocks. If you're teaching people, our people, that the old covenant is more than the new covenant. The fulfillment with Yahushua in it is the word, the life, and that we need to always just stick with the Torah. Don't go to the new covenant because, you know, Paul's a deceiver, a liar. That's not pleasing to our Father. How are they supposed to get salvation? Because salvation is through Yahushua. Not through David. David died. They put stumbling blocks in the way of our people through their teachings, and may do different aspects of it. Not everybody does the same thing, know that. But whatever they're doing, they're not teaching about the lying scribes and Pharisees. So let's go here. It tells us, let's see, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assembly. To him that overcometh will I give of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save it he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of the Most High, Yahuwah, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, you got all this stuff right, but notwithstanding, and I want to really get this one good. Let me see what I got. Ooh, I'll pray I get to it all. Because I've been called this too many times. People don't even know what they're talking about. We're going to go there. So we're at the assembly or the teachings of Thyatira. That's a hard one for me, family. But anyhow, he letting them know, I know your works, that's good. Your charity, that's good. The service, that's good. The faith, that's good. And thy patience. And thy works. And the last to be more than the first. Okay? But you got a problem with you over here. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Okay. Many people have called me this name. I'm the Jezebel of Revelations. You know, hey, I laugh at it because it's really funny. It's really funny because they're deceiving the people by turning on who the Most High did put up to teach you. Because people look at that and say, oh, yeah, because thou sufferest that woman. Sister George is a woman. She is Jezebel. You know, you better come spiritual because you don't want to be deceived. That's why, not because you love me so much, but if I'm showing you the truth, but somebody has told you that Sister Georgia, that Jezebel, she shouldn't be teaching. But the Father said, I'm with that judge, or I lifted up that prophet. I made him rise up early to go talk to you. I was with Paul. He would tell you, I'm with Sister Georgia. I lifted her up. But you say, because that man told you that I'm that Jezebel, that woman, you ought to be worried. Touch not mine anointed, says our Father. Learn to discern the spirit of who you're listening to. If they can't take it spiritual with the Father's word, and they're not rightly dividing that word, their fruit, it's not good fruit. You're not going to get good fruit. You're going to get pity, sorrow, hatred, fear, whoremongering, adultery, fornication. You're going to get all these things from them. I'm going to give you the word. It should lift you up because you're getting the truth. And it's all good for Israel, those who are really Israel, who are the Father's children. Anyhow, it says, notwithstanding, Thyatira, this assembly in Thyatira, they had all these good traits. The works was good, the charity was good, the service was good, the faith was good, the patience, and the works, he went back to the words. He said, and the last to be more than the first. Tells you in verse 20, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Don't look at the Jezebel that was in the Book of Kings. That's not what this is talking about. I'll show you what this is talking about, because he told you. He said that this woman Jezebel, and that's just a title, who call herself or himself a prophet. They teach and they seduce the father's children to commit fornication. You wonder who that woman sitting on that beast is, got a cup in her hand, that mystery Babylon, and you don't go see what the prophets had to say about our people. Because our father had something to say. I'm going to read it to you. Y'all going to get it. Now, this woman, she calls herself a prophet, and it's really not a woman, but this particular person is a Jezebel. They're calling themselves prophets. They're teaching the people and seducing the servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols through their feast days. Let's go there. False teachings, family. False teachings. Let's go there. Ezekiel 13. I'm going to pop it open. Prayfully it opens right. Ezekiel 13. I'm going to read verses 3 and then 16 to 23. Okay? Let me get there. I got something else that popped up in place of it, but that's all right. I'll get to the right place. Maggie, have you time to open up? Okay, Ezekiel 13. We're going to be reading verse 3, and then I'm going to jump to verse 16 to 23. Pray you follow along. You want to know who this Jezebel is? What this Jezebel represented? Wasn't talking about me. Let's go there, because this is the prophets, through the prophet Ezekiel, letting you know what was taking place during that time. Let's go there. Ezekiel 13, verse 3. Thus said Yahuwah, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Now, this is what, when we go over to that, what assembly was that? Thyatira? I think it was Thyatira. Yeah. This is that woman Jezebel, because this entity is calling themselves, hey, I'm supposed to teach. I'm a prophet. I'm a teacher. The father said, I didn't say them. But they speak it out their own. They speak it for themselves, not for our father. Let's go there. Let's read Ezekiel 13:3. Get the understanding. Know who was doing this to the people. Go back and read your history book. Ezekiel 13, verse 3. The Most High, not man, but the Most High said, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. They ain't seen a doggone thing. The Most High ain't trying to tell nobody in advance that Obama would be the next president. You believe in a lie. You've had that strong delusion put over your eye. Let's go a little further. Ezekiel 13, I'm going to continue, I'm going to jump at verse 16. Pay attention. We're talking about this woman Jezebel. Because if y'all continue to call me that woman Jezebel, you need to watch it. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. I don't say that to put myself over nobody, but I'm telling you the truth. That's what the word says. If the Most High lift that person up, you don't come against that person the Most High lifted up because you don't understand the word. What you do is you humble yourself and ask the Father to give you that understanding. I can't talk to you nice. I want to, but too many are doing it. Too many of our brothers and sisters are being led astray because they don't love the truth. Don't listen to this person or that person. Look and read for yourself. Ask the Father to give you the understanding. Jump into verse 16 of Ezekiel 13. Now, I did some talking. I got to go back. I'm going to read 3 and jump right to 16. Pay attention. We're talking about that woman Jezebel. Thus said Yahuwah, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and having seen nothing, to wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, said it the Most High. I'm going to stop there for a second. When somebody tell you, we're preparing, we got to get this little civilization started so that when the tribulation comes, we have shalom, we have peace, we got food. please, when it get ready to start popping up in here, you planting your own garden, I ain't going to stop it. You building a shelter, Most High can get through that too because it's coming. But if you are under the protection of our Father in truth, you will be like that tree planted right next to the water. You will be full of everything you need, the protection of everything you need. You will walk for nothing while everything else is disintegrating around you. You got to know that truth. Let's go back. He said, to wit, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem and which see visions of her, of peace for her. And there is no peace, said it our Father. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people. The daughters were, who was he talking to? The daughters. Is that talking about the women? Usually when they talk about daughters, they were talking about the surrounding places of Jerusalem. So it would be Israel, if you really understand this. Anyhow, it says, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus said Yahuwah, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Who is really supposed to hunt the people and beat the fishermen and hunt the people down for the Most High? Well, it's those he sent. But there's somebody else giving you a lie and not our Father, not telling you to depend on our Father, have faith in the Word, come and deal with the Word spiritually. Because if you seek our Father, you have that protection with you. Nothing formed against you will prosper. No, they tell you to flee. They tell you got to do this and that. And the Father said, I didn't send them. I didn't tell them to give you that word. Because right here, do you see any women sewing any kerchiefs and making people fly in the air? You know this is not speaking of a woman. So why would you think that Revelations, that woman Jezebel, is talking about a woman or me? Who was doing this? Ezekiel was talking to during the time of kings. He was talking about the people. What it was it's like a snowball. We were doing so much wrong, it kept going down, down, down. Now by the time the prophets had to come, you had many come, not just one. The people were no good. They were doing all kind of unrighteousness. He wasn't talking about the woman. He's talking about Israel. Let's go here. He says, I wanna make sure y'all get this, because they teach you to fly away. They teach you you're gonna get out of this. They teach you to flee America because it's Babylon. Destruction is coming to America, so go to Egypt. Go here, go there, go somewhere, but don't stay here. They're teaching you how to fly away, how to get safety. You ain't getting out of nothing. The only way you get out of it is if you have our Father. You're going to be right in the midst of the tribulation, but it will come not nigh to thee if you have faith and believe through Yahushua. Got to keep to the word. Follow, obey. Hearken to the Father. Seek his face. Do those things he asked us to do. Keep the commandments. Love him first. Have brotherly love for your brethren, the children of Israel. Anyhow, let me go there a little bit, because this right here, Ezekiel 13, is what is being spoken of when they talk about that woman Jezebel in Revelations, that the church of the assembly of Thyatira, that this was their, this is what, listen, let's read it. They suffer this type of teaching, the flyaway doctrine, basically, or the let's escape, let's build a nation. We will say we have faith, and they say it, we read it. You know, they do things that are good, but they suffer that woman to teach and to make the people believe a lie. Let's read. It says, and say, thus, I'm at verse 18, family. Let me go. I'm going to just read it over, and I'm not going to talk. Let me just read it. Ezekiel 13, verse 16 to 23. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Most High. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and to make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people? And will ye save the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me, the Most High, among my people for handfuls of barley or for pieces of bread, for income, to slay the spirits that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? These are the same lying prophets. This is the same scribes and Pharisees. This is the same generation of vipers. This is a serpent seed, family. The same people who out here today can't give you spiritual. But hearken. Listen what Ezekiel says. He says in verse 20, "Wherefore thus said Yahuwah, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the spirits to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms and will let the spirits go, even the spirits that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know that I am the Father." Just that word hunted let you know, because we're supposed to be fishermen and he was going to send out hunters after you. Somebody hunting you, but it's not for the Father. Somebody is hunting you. Somebody has deceived you. They will not tell you the truth of this book. You better find out what is truth from lies. You better work out your own salvation with fear and trembling if you don't know the truth. You better get it right. He says, I'm going to just jump to verse 22. "Because the lies ye have made the hearts of the righteous sad." You're making the children of Israel, telling them, "Nah, the woman, you ain't got no spirit." That'd make a woman sad to say that. He says, "Because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wickedness by promising him life." See, the Father wants you to get things in order. Man, if you can't get things in order, see, that's why many of the Hebrew men are going to die. They make the men sad too. They go to Isaiah 4 and say, they read Isaiah 3 and say, the men got to get killed off, most of the men. But that's why they're going to have seven women going to come to this one Hebrew man and say, "Hey, let me take your name, take away my shame." There can be more women in the kingdom than the men. That's a lie. That's not what that's talking about. The daughter of Zion is Israel. The people sad hearing this nonsense. And when they do that and they tell the people, "Well, you got to get in order. Man, you got to put your foot on that woman's neck. You got to do this. You got to keep your family in line." I've heard some of these Hebrew sites out there beating and torturing them kids. Y'all be surprised what's out there right now. But it says, "Because with lies ye have made the hearts of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad." When we read the word, it should be a blessing, not a, ooh, what's going on. "And strengthen the hand of the wicked by what you're telling them, that he should not return from his wicked ways, but promising him life." You keep doing this unrighteousness, this is your life. Come out and start a community here. And the women, you can't be single no more. You got to get your Hebrew man. You got to have a covering. You got to have that proper order. We got to rebuild the nation. Your womb is the matrix. My seed. My sperm is my seed. That's what the Father talking about. We got to build this nation. No. "Therefore ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah." Because, see, these people got a choice. These people teaching you this mess, some of them have been led astray, other ones are straight of the synagogue of Satan. Their father is the devil. Come out of these lies, others won't. And it tells us that brought us that way to destruction. So you figure out what's going on. Okay? Let me see what time I got. Ooh, I got to hurry up. Let me go a little further. I tell you what I'm going to do. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, my computer keeps freezing. Okay, family, give me a second. I got to recover my webpage again. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to take a caller here. I'm going to stop. But I want you guys to, I'll try to give a quick lesson tomorrow. I got to see what my daughter's schedule is. I'll try to finish it up tomorrow. But I know there's some certain ones who want to say something, and I want to make sure that I get you on. I apologize for my computer problems again, but let me go ahead and open mic. If anybody wants to say anything, we got about 5 minutes. So I'm going to take callers in line. Hey, let me get to the first one. Area code 937. Shabbat shalom, sister.
Okay. Yes, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I know you want to say something.
Yeah. Oh, okay, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. I was the one earlier was talking about Rebecca intervening for Jacob. And it shows that the Most High uses women at the most important times too. They, every time they are there, their presence is so important, so profound, that if it wasn't them, everything would not, you know, work as it should, you know. And there were a few things I basically went through all of your archives and just listened and took mental note. I was just so, my heart really leaped to just hear all this information because, as you know, what they teach us in the Christian church is there's things that don't add up. You know, like I've always been intrigued by the book, the book of Genesis. You know, I've always wondered about Clash of the Titans, and it just seemed real to me. You know, I would think, like, where did these people come? Where did they get these stories from? And I'm just, leaving a university, and I was taking geology, and we were talking about headstone and wondering where, how a lot of these landmarks were made or what have you. And I said, don't you guys think maybe the giants did it? And, you know, the whole class looked at me like, oh, how could you say that? So, you know,
well, sister, before you go, let me cut in for a second because you only got like about 3 minutes. But we haven't covered the giants fully. I want to go into that with you guys because some people believe that there were these really, really tall, I mean, like big, big, big people. But that's not what the scripture is telling us. And I meant to hit it. I haven't had time. I do want to say this, sister, real quick. What I will start doing, this is what I just wanted to tell everyone. We will start teaching like we have always been teaching, but we're going to really emphasize the end times, salvation, faith, spiritual, become spiritual with the word, and operate out the spirit. We're going to do short mini lessons on certain topics. A lot of the older shows will get knocked off, and we're going to update them. As the Father reveals, we have to change some shows, some lessons that we gave. So look for that in the future, okay? But we will start doing that in the days to come. Sister, you got about a minute and a half, so go ahead and finish up.
And also, I saw in your archives on fraternities and sororities, and at the university, you know, it's like, you know, people hazing or whatever you want to call it to get into the sororities. And I kind of wanted to do it, but I'm older. I'm a non-traditional student. And it just, it really never sat right with me. And not only that, I never really had time or what have you to do it. And I'm glad I never did. But I, you know, what I looked up to them was the fact their status. But I'm glad I never did because I'm going through the frat and the fraternities and sororities archives and listening to that sermon, it really just put, I guess, an settlement in my heart to know that this is why I never felt comfortable doing it, wanting to go and kind of like bow down to whatever it is that they bow down to, these old pagan gods, and I couldn't, and not only that, bow down to another human being the way that they would do, I just couldn't do it. So,
well,
in the way,
the
I
father,
guess.
The Father didn't want you to do that, sister. Hey, sister, I got to cut you off because we're getting ready to get cut off. I just want to thank everybody, and look tomorrow. I'll probably try to do a quick, maybe a half an hour lesson to finish up the rest of this lesson, but very important. We will have a different change of program, and it's for your benefit, okay? So make sure that you're reading.